IMF Division Chief Doris Ross says it will be at least 12 months before Zimbabwe could be expelled from the organization, an action that would be unprecedented in recent decades. Zimbabwe's situation will be reviewed in mid-2004. Zimbabwe owes the fund $233 million and has been in arrears for 2.5 years. Ms. Ross is hopeful that expulsion will not occur and that instead Zimbabwe's leaders will take action to arrest the country's accelerating economic decline, which has led to severe food shortages.
We're not looking for leverage. We're looking for the country to follow the policies that will improve its situation, and certainly a decline of its GDP, the value of the production in the country of 40% since 1999 is not a very good track record of the quality of the policies that have been pursued.
Sudan in the mid-1990s is the only other African country to have faced possible expulsion from the IMF. The United States has endorsed the IMF stance on Zimbabwe, accusing the country's leaders of appalling misrule. IMF Division Chief Ross detects some promising new signs inside Zimbabwe. She mentioned specifically this week's appointment of Gideon Gono to head the central bank. He, says Ms. Ross, is expected to announce the bank's exchange rate and interest rate policies by mid-December.
And we are hopeful that that will provide an opportunity for the government to announce some specific measures that will help correct the many distortions that are in the economic system today and that are acknowledged as problems by the policymakers.
Ms. Ross says Zimbabwe's 500% inflation rate will worsen over the next 2 months. This week, President Robert Mugabe said the country's practice of having two sets of interest rates and two exchange rates had created distortions and must be corrected. Until recently, the country was an agricultural exporter. Now, more than half of all Zimbabweans are receiving food aid. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.